Level 2. Section 1. Dialogue 1. Conversation between Principal Yamada and Mrs. Sato.
Thank you for agreeing to meet me today, Principal Yamada. I'm here to discuss some concerns I have with Ria's classroom teacher, Mr. Minamata. While at the school, I've often heard Mr. Minamata raising his voice with his students, and I'm worried that he's losing his temper with the children too often. I don't want my daughter to pick up aggressive habits from her classroom teacher. Teachers are supposed to serve as positive role models for their children.
Firstly, I would like to thank you for meeting me today and expressing your concern so openly and honestly. I totally agree with you that teachers must serve as positive role models for their students. It's true that Mr. Minamata is a very strict teacher, but I can assure you that not only does he achieve great results in the classroom, but the children absolutely adore him. He has a unique way of running a tight ship, but always doing it from a place of love.
That is reassuring to hear. I have one additional concern that I would like to discuss. While talking with some of the other mothers, I heard that Mr. Minamata lost his temper in class and actually broke one of the children's pencils. I'm embarrassed to say, but when I heard of that story, I was so worried that I warned Rie to be careful around Mr. Minamata.
I see. Well, I really wish you would have come to me immediately before having such a conversation with Rie. I was actually observing Mr. Minamata's classroom when he broke the pencil, and it was not done out of anger. He was teaching a values lesson about strategies to control our anger, and he broke the pencil during a classroom role play. The story must have gotten misinterpreted from one of the parents. In the future, I would like to strongly caution you against communicating any negative information about your child's teachers to her. This type of communication can damage the rapport between student and teacher and can have a severely negative effect on learning and overall classroom well-being.
Oh dear, I'm terribly sorry, and I feel so embarrassed for being so easily swayed by casual gossip. I deeply apologize for not coming to you first to get the real story. I guess I have some apologizing to do to Rie and Mr. Minamata as well.
Question 41. 1. Mr. Minamata has problems controlling his anger. 2. Rie is scared of Mr. Minamata. 3. Principal Yamada is considering firing Mr. Minamata. 4. Mrs. Sato was gossiping with other parents. Question 42. One, that Mr. Minamata often raises his voice. Two, that Mr. Minamata uses harsh words with the children. Three, that Mr. Minamata broke a child's pencil out of anger. Four, that Mr. Minamata has a bad relationship with his students. Question 43. 1. To not communicate negative information about the teachers to DA. 2. To not gossip with other mothers. 3. To not confront Mr. Minamata about the issue. 4. To not believe all of the children's stories. Dialogue 2. Conversation between Mrs. Sato and Principal Yamada.
Good morning, Principal Yamada. I've come to discuss a bit of a happy dilemma with you. Rie has been accepted to two great international elementary schools, and my family is having an incredibly difficult time deciding. I was hoping that you could provide us with some insight that might help to make our decision a bit easier.
Firstly, I would like to congratulate Rie on all of her hard work. I'm incredibly proud of her. Your family certainly has a good problem on their hands. I can't make a final decision about Rie's schooling, but personally, I would recommend the IB for Rie. The IB curriculum focuses on the practical application of knowledge, and I feel this most closely relates to what children will need to do in their real lives in the future. The IB curriculum isn't focused on exams and memorization, but instead focuses on what children can actually do with their knowledge.
IB approach does sound amazing, but my husband and I have been leaning towards the American school because of its more conservative approach. It's just closer to how we were educated growing up. I guess our biggest worry is not knowing how to support Rie with her schoolwork if she attends the IB school. I just wish we knew what Rie wanted to do, but she won't tell us anything. She just keeps saying it's a secret.
Please don't worry about not knowing how to support Rie. Both yourself and Mr. Sato are wonderful parents, and I'm sure you'll do a wonderful job supporting Rie at either school. I actually had a chat with Rie after I heard she was accepted to both schools, and I asked her what she thought. She told me that she likes the IB school more, but Mommy likes the American school. She said she is really excited about the gymnastics program there and that the teachers look very friendly.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't believe she was so forthcoming with her feelings with you. Thank you so much. Knowing her feelings will make our family's decision so much easier. I can't wait to talk with my husband tonight.
Question 44. One, Mrs. Sato and Rie. Two, Principal Yamada and Rie. Three, Mrs. Sato and Principal Yamada. Four, both the Satos and Principal Yamada prefer the American school. Question 45. One, make a final decision about Rie's future schooling. Two, understand the educational system at the American school. Three, convince Mr. Sato that the IB school was the best choice for Rie. Four, have Rie express her feelings about her future school preferences. Question 46. One, a conservative approach to education was more familiar to their family. Two, a conservative education more adequately prepares children for success. Three, they felt that Rie would fit in better in a more conservative school. Four, Rie's teachers suggested that a conservative approach would best match Rie's personality. Dialogue 3. Conversation between Principal Yamada and Ms. Suzuki. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to meet with me, Principal Yamada. I have some news that I must inform you about. I recently found out that I'm pregnant. While I'm excited to become a mom, it pains me to say that I will need to take a leave of absence from the school for at least a year or two. I know this will place you and our children in a difficult position.
Firstly, I would like to say congratulations, Ms. Suzuki. I am so happy for you and your husband. I am sure you're going to be an amazing mother. Your child is incredibly lucky. It will definitely be difficult not having you at the school. We've been working together for 5 years now, and you're the person I trust and rely on most here. I have no idea how we could ever replace you.
The past 5 years have been some of the best of my life. I really want to help you with this transition, so I have CVs of two potential candidates for you to look over. I went to Teachers College with both of them, so I can vouch for their passion and dedication to their work. The first candidate is Ms. Kasahara, and the second candidate is Ms. Ishikawa.
Thank you so much, Ms. Suzuki, for introducing these candidates. I am so impressed that you went through so much trouble to help out with this transition. Looking over these CVs, I have a few initial concerns. For Ms. Kasahara, it seems she only worked in the Japanese public school system, so I'm concerned about her lack of experience in international education. For Ms. Ishikawa, it seems she lacks admin experience, which is essential to filling your position of head teacher at our school.
Well, it's true that Ms. Kasahara has only worked in the Japanese public school system, but she is perfectly fluent in English, and in fact, she's married to an American, so much of her family communication is in English. For Ms. Ishikawa, she does lack admin experience, but she's an incredibly detailed person, and I believe she has the potential to excel in an admin capacity, if you are willing to invest time into training her.
Thank you so much for the helpful insights. That certainly gives me a clearer picture of their suitability to take on your role. Well, I suppose there is nothing else to do but move on to the next step. Would you mind contacting them to set up an interview?
I'm delighted to hear that you would like to meet with them face to face. I'm sure you will not be disappointed. May I ask you one favor, though, Principal Yamada? Would you mind calling them directly to set up the interview? I really want them to feel the close family environment that we have at the school, and hearing from you directly will certainly help to achieve that goal. Question 47. One. Because Ms. Suzuki did not have time to call the candidates herself. 2. To inform them of their successful hiring at the school. 3. To allow the candidates to feel the close family environment of the school. 4. Because it would not be appropriate for Ms. Suzuki to contact them, since she is not school principal. Question 48. One, she has no experience in international education. 2, she prefers to teach in Japanese. 3, she has no administrative experience. 4, she's never taught at the early childhood level before. Question 49. 1. She has no experience in international education. 2. She lacks overall teaching experience. 3. She just got married and may also have a child soon. 4. She lacks administrative experience. Question 50. 1. Ms. Suzuki is Principal Yamada's favorite teacher. 2. Principal Yamada and Ms. Suzuki have enjoyed a happy and respectful working relationship. 3. Principal Yamada finds it difficult to trust new teachers. 4. Ms. Suzuki is worried about being a mother.